Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
Minghui announcement. The book, The CCP Pandemic, How Seeing Through the Chinese Communist Party's Deception Offers a Path to Hope, is available for purchase in both a paperback edition and in ebook format from Tiante Books. A Kindle edition is also available online from Amazon. The book was released by Minghui Publications in late 2020 and examines how the CCP systematically covered up the outbreak, which led to the pandemic that ravaged the world. The regime then waged a disinformation campaign, casting itself as a savior of countries impacted by the infection. The book shines a light on how the coronavirus pandemic exposed the CCP's nature and urges more people around the world see the need to hold the regime accountable and to uphold universal values and morality to prevent a repeat of the deception.
Japan. A peaceful protest against the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners in China took place in front of the Chinese embassy in the Japanese city of Tokyo on December 31st. That same evening, practitioners also went to the Chinese consulates in the cities of Osaka, Nagoya, and Sapporo to petition against the persecution. They held banners, demonstrated the Falun Dafa exercises, and demanded that the CCP immediately end the oppression of Falun Dafa, stop forced organ harvesting, and release all illegally detained Falun Dafa practitioners. An awareness-raising event also took place in Kudanshita subway station the next day. Practitioners exposed the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa in China and collected signatures on a petition to end it. Many people stopped by to express their support and encouragement. One member of the Japan Self-Defense Forces, named Mr. Tanaka, said, "What you are doing is courageous. I support you. The world can't have peace as long as communism exists."
Canada. Falun Dafa practitioners in the city of Ottawa gathered at Parliament Hill on the first day of 2025 to convey heartfelt New Year's wishes to Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, in a video message. Practitioners expressed their gratitude for the practice and said that during 2024, they raised awareness of the CCP's persecution and spread the blessings of Falun Dafa. One vehicle utilized for achieving this was the Falun Dafa webinar. A practitioner coordinator of the webinar in Canada, Dr. Lei Shizhong, said that their program is provided by 32 teams in 28 languages. Dr. Shizhong elaborated, tens of thousands of people from 150 different ethnicities and countries have participated in this webinar. They have left messages praising Falun Dafa and expressed their gratitude and respect for Master Li.
Taiwan. Falun Dafa practitioners gathered in Xiaoyi City's Zhongshan Park on New Year's Day to respectfully wish Mr. Li Hongzhi a Happy New Year. They put their hands together to express their gratitude to Master for his benevolent salvation. They made a video to send to Master Li in which they exclaimed in unison, "Falun Dafa practitioners in Xiaoyi City, Taiwan, respectfully wish Master a Happy New Year. Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." On the morning of January 1st, practitioners in Taipei gathered at Liberty Square in front of the Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall to practice the Falun Dafa exercises and wish Master Li Hongzhi a Happy New Year. The peaceful scene of practitioners meditating and practicing the Falun Dafa exercises in the usually empty Liberty Square attracted the attention of the public, and many onlookers took photos.
Indonesia. Falun Dafa's Tian Guo Marching Band, Waist Drum Team, and Dance Group performed at the amphitheater of Living World Mall, Denpasar, one of Bali's largest shopping centers and a popular destination for the public, on December 29th. Practitioners introduced Falun Dafa to the public and exposed the CCP's criminal persecution of practitioners in China. The performances were warmly received by the audience. Spectators gathered around the open-air stage, enthusiastically capturing the performances with their phones, while several practitioners distributed the Mingwei International magazine and informative flyers to the audience. A Chinese-Indonesian man from Bali's capital city of Denpasar visited the mall with his family and happily accepted a brochure. He asked for the contact information of a practitioner who could help him learn Falun Dafa. After seeing many practitioners during that evening's performance, he was inspired to start studying Dafa and to read the main book of the practice, Juan Falun. A teenager called Dinda attended the event mainly to watch the musical and dance performances by the practitioners. She first found out about Falun Dafa from her aunt, who experienced significant health benefits from the practice. Her aunt's remarkable recovery left a deep and positive impression on her.
The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners in China. Mr. Liu Yushu of Hubei Province and his family have never lived one day in peace since the persecution started in 1999. He, his wife, and their three children were all subjected to non-stop arrests, detention, and harassment. Mr. Liu was arrested in 2000 along with his wife, his older daughter, and several other practitioners while doing the Falun Dafa exercises outdoors. In 2004, he was taken to a brainwashing center and held there for the next 5 years. When he was released, most of his teeth had fallen out, his blood pressure remained dangerously high, and he struggled with systemic edema and memory loss. Over the next few years, his health continued to deteriorate. According to an insider, his symptoms were caused by the toxic drugs they put in his food while at the brainwashing center. Mr. Liu passed away on May 25, 2024. His passing was only 6 months after the death of his wife, Ms. Ni. Ms. Ni died shortly after being harassed by officers from the Tumu police station in November 23rd. She was 79 years old.
A 62-year-old former teacher, Ms. Shang Xuxia of Jilin Province, was repeatedly arrested and harassed after the start of the persecution of Falun Gong over 25 years ago. The relentless persecution took a toll on Ms. Shang's frail health, and she passed away on October 11, 2024. She was arrested in 2009 for distributing Falun Gong informational material, and while in detention, she lost consciousness and was rushed to the hospital. In 2010, Ms. Shang was again arrested and given 21 months of forced labor. The guards would often make her endure physical torture. On top of the torture, Ms. Shang was also forced to do hard labor without pay. The work involved using toxic materials to make crafts, further damaging her health. After her release in 2012, she was diagnosed with breast cancer and moved in with her daughter in Beijing, where she was arrested at least once for talking to people about the persecution of Falun Gong.
Ms. Zhuo Zhiyun of Fuzhou City was arrested in May last year after being spotted mailing a letter thought to contain information about Falun Gong. During her trial, her lawyer pointed out that the police had not opened the collection box to check whether the letter had Falun Gong information before making the arrest. While she was only seen mailing one letter, the police entered over 100 letters into evidence. Ms. Zhuo defended her constitutional right to freedom of belief. She said she was repeatedly targeted for practicing Falun Gong over the years, and she'd served 4 prison sentences during the past 2-plus decades, totaling 17 and a half years. During her first sentence, her husband divorced her. Ms. Zhuo's brother, also a Falun Gong practitioner, was put into labor camps and prisons multiple times. He lost his eyesight because of the savage beatings and other torture he had to endure. Their mother passed away in 2015 while both of them were in prison.
While getting ready for kindergarten on May 11, 2024, a 5-year-old boy in Shaoyang City, Liaoning Province, was terrified when several plainclothes officers suddenly surrounded his father. The boy cried in fear and said, "Please don't take Daddy away." The police still handcuffed Mr. Tian Pongfei and escorted him to his son's kindergarten. The scene caused quite a commotion with the many parents and teachers watching in horror. Unbeknownst to the little boy, his paternal grandfather, mother, and uncle were also arrested on the same day. The three of them were released late that night. Mr. Tian stood trial in December 2024 and is currently still held at a detention center. In 2022, to avoid being prosecuted, Ms. Sun Xiaomei, grandmother of the little boy, went into hiding. When she managed to see her two grandsons in 2024, the eldest held her hand, saying, "Granny, let's go home and hide upstairs. There's no police there." It broke Ms. Sun's heart.
Wuhan, the capital of Hebei Province, is notorious for its brainwashing centers aimed at forcing steadfast Falun Gong practitioners to renounce their faith. There are surveillance cameras everywhere. Every Falun Gong practitioner detained is watched by staffers around the clock. The staff control the food and determine when they're allowed to sleep at night. The medical personnel come in every day to take the prisoner's blood pressure. Based on information collected, the center develops customized brainwashing plans for each practitioner. In addition to the standing torture and watching propaganda videos, the monitors also force practitioners to copy the prison sentencing guidelines as a way of intimidation. If the practitioners comply, they are given extra food, including meat. Even after a practitioner is forced to renounce Falun Gong against their will, the monitors still force them to verbally abuse Falun Gong's founder before each meal. In order to be released, practitioners have to pass an exam and write a statement to renounce and denounce Falun Gong and read it publicly.
German and Australian practitioners celebrate the new year with thanks to Master Li. Falun Dafa practitioners from Germany, parts of Austria, and the German-speaking regions of Switzerland gathered in the city of Berlin on December 28th. They took a photo of the large group of practitioners with their hands pressed together in a gesture of respect and gratitude, and all wished Master Li a Happy New Year. Practitioners were eager to share the extent to which their lives changed for the better with their practice of Falun Dafa. Michelle wanted to tell people in China, "I encourage you to have faith in your 5,000-year-old tradition and the spiritual connections you feel deep within your heart." He believes that China, propelled by its own people, will be able to reform itself. Chinese citizens need to have the courage to topple the CCP. If Chinese citizens can succeed in improving their situation, peace and justice will be reestablished worldwide. Sylvia works in a bank and has practiced Falun Dafa for 24 years. She said she had searched for a true cultivation way since childhood, but to no avail. One day in 2000, her mother encountered some Falun Dafa practitioners in Göttingen who were collecting signatures on a petition to stop the persecution of Falun Dafa. When she heard the details of how the CCP brutally persecutes practitioners, Sylvia's mother wept and immediately signed the petition. Sylvia learned about Falun Dafa from her mother in December of 2000 and immediately felt drawn to the practice. She counted herself lucky to have finally encountered Dafa. She said, "Thank you, respected Master Li, for your compassionate help and protection." Marketing manager Ross Witha started practicing Falun Dafa in 2002 after a friend gave her the main book of the practice, Juan Fallon. Her practice led her to quit smoking and drinking. She also became more considerate of her family and friends. Friends and relatives felt she changed for the better. She said, "When conflicts arise, or when things don't go as expected, I try to think positively or step in to improve the situation." Ross Witha knows that many people in China have misunderstandings and prejudices against Falun Dafa due to the CCP's lies. She wants to tell them, "It is of utmost importance for you to consider your future. For those who don't understand what Falun Dafa is, but can relate to Dafa's upright principles, that is sufficient. Chinese citizens need not practice Falun Dafa, but they should at least acknowledge the goodness of Dafa, the heinous crimes committed by the CCP, and withdraw their support for the party. I think that is very important." As she described the extent of her gratitude to Master Li, Ross Witha started tearing up. "It's indescribable. Words can't express how I feel. I have no way to repay Master. The only thing I can do is to truly cultivate myself and do the three things well."
Visitors are drawn to the Falun Dafa booth during a book festival in India. The National Book Trust of India organized a 9-day book festival in the city of Pune from December 14th to December 22nd. The festival was the city's largest event in 2024, and it attracted more than 1 million book lovers from all over India. Visitors to the booth were impressed that the practice is taught free of charge all over the world. Falun Dafa books, information materials, handcrafted lotus amulets, and selected paintings from the Art of Zhen Shan Ren International Exhibition were displayed in the spacious booth. A local publisher and his staff at a nearby booth had contact with practitioners every day and praised them for their efforts. Their manager, Hemant Jadhav, said they always experienced a peaceful and serene environment at the Falun Dafa booth. Hemant wanted his children to learn Falun Dafa, so he brought them over on a Sunday. The kids read On Dafa, the introduction to the main text of the practice, Juan Falun. He invited his friends and relatives to meet with practitioners and learn more about Falun Dafa. He also invited the practitioners to introduce the practice during his publishing company's exhibitions in the future. Staff from another booth came over to talk with Falun Dafa practitioners. The executive director of a company called Exotic India Art Private Limited, Mudit Goel, told practitioners that he wanted to have copies of Juan Falun and Falun Gong in every Indian regional language for his shop. He purchased those books in the 4 languages that practitioners had with them at the time, and he was very happy to learn about Falun Dafa and said he would share the information with his customers in Delhi. A foreign language teacher who's been learning Mandarin visited the booth and looked at the Chinese characters on the book Juan Falun. She was very happy to learn about Falun Dafa and said she would read the Chinese version of the book and listen to the 9-day audio lectures available on the website. A PhD candidate and research scholar named Shweta said she was touched to see the Art of Zhen Shan Ren paintings. She said she would attend the online Falun Dafa workshop and tell her colleagues and professors about it. Professor Kailash Thavare from the Gokhale Institute of Politics and Economics told the practitioners that he'd visited China. Practitioners gave him a copy of the 9 Commentaries on the Communist Party, a book which chronicles the horrors the CCP has wrought in China. He said Falun Dafa can definitely help improve one's moral values, which he feels people really need right now. Anand Patil, who works as a delivery manager in a multinational company, said when he was working in Switzerland, he often saw Falun Dafa practitioners in Zurich. He had also learned a few of the Falun Dafa exercises from practitioners in Pune. He said he would definitely arrange a session for his team to learn the exercises, as he felt it would really benefit them. Many teachers and professors who visited the booth invited practitioners to visit their schools or colleges to conduct Falun Dafa workshops. Many people registered for the free online Falun Dafa classes, in addition to purchasing the books Falun Gong and Juan Falun in the Hindi and Marathi languages.
Shen Yun celebrates New Year with theater goers in 6 nations. The 8 touring companies of Shen Yun Performing Arts kicked off the new year on January 3rd with audiences in Japan, France, Italy, Poland, the United Kingdom, and the United States. business owner Victor Lomer saw Shen Yun in Fort Lauderdale, Florida on January 4th. He said that was a very good experience. The challenges that we all face only can be overcome with the spiritual element, because everything that pertains to connection with the divine helps us to move forward. He added that he thought we are all sleepers in a way, and that higher art like Shen Yun's performance can awaken belief in the Creator in everyone. Mr. Lomer said that he could tell that there was something special about Shen Yun's performers. They inspire others to become the best version of themselves. Shen Yun New Era Company performed to a full house at the Grand Theatre de Provence in the city of Aix-en-Provence on January 5th. Philippe Millet, president of a private TV station in France, attended the show there. He said the performance was extremely complicated, but meticulous. It also contained extraordinary sensitivity and acuteness. Shen Yun International Company performed to a packed house at the Podlaska Opera and Orchestra in Bialystok, Poland on January 3rd. A former diplomat to China named Isabella Julia Tchaikovska took in that show. She said, "I felt that the divine was nearby. The dance displayed by the artist made me feel closer to the divine." She had worked at the Polish consulate in the Chinese city of Chengdu for years. During that time, she was invited to see numerous performances in China. She recounted, "The way Shen Yun presented it was different from the shows I saw in China. I like this performance very much, especially the parts that display divine spirituality. It was as if I touched the heaven." President of the Nevada Republican Woman's Club, Carol Smith, organized a group of 18 people to see Shen Yun in San Francisco on January 4th. As a Chinese American, Mrs. Smith said that during the performance, she cried the whole time, and even after the performance, she was still very emotional, because that's how we grew up. That's my culture. That's my treasure. I grew up with it, so it's always with me. This year was the third time Mrs. Smith watched Shen Yun. She believes strongly in Shen Yun's mission. She said, "People will absolutely benefit from it. That's why I brought my club members. I want them to see my culture. I want them to see what we can offer as Chinese. I want them to know about Shen Yun and Falun Gong. And I want them to know how horrible the Chinese Communist Party is. They persecute their own people."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.